Introduction. Reed Hastings. In 1997, Mark Randolph and I started Netflix, a small company that allowed people in the United States to order DVDs on a website and get them by mail. About 2 years later, we asked Blockbuster, a huge company that rented videos from its stores, to buy Netflix for $50 million. We had 100 people working for us, only 300,000 subscribers, and we were losing $57 million that year. It wasn't really surprising that the answer was no. What could we do that Blockbuster couldn't do itself? But the world changed, and 2 years later, we went public. Blockbuster was still much bigger than Netflix. But by 2010, unable to move from renting DVDs to streaming, Blockbuster was closing. The year 2019 was great for Netflix. Our movie, Roma, won 3 Oscar awards. Many years before, we changed from DVDs to internet streaming, and now in 2019, we made our own TV shows and movies for more than 167 million subscribers in 190 countries around the world. We introduced a new way for people to watch and enjoy great stories. How did we do this when companies like Blockbuster did not? By putting people and innovation first, and by having very few controls. Netflix is different from other companies because we have no rules.
Aaron Meyer. Business culture isn't always easy to understand. But Netflix culture is famous for being open. Millions of business people have studied the Netflix Culture Deck. These are 127 training slides, first developed for company employees, but which Reed shared on the internet in 2009. Here are 2 examples of slides. Like every company, we try to hire well. Unlike many companies, we practice. Adequate performance gets a generous severance package. This means that if you are just okay at your job, then you're given a lot of money to leave. When I first read these slides, I thought about how badly the company managed its workers. It probably couldn't innovate because people didn't feel safe in their jobs. Another Netflix slide explains that you shouldn't tell people how many days vacation they can take. A great way to stop people from taking a day off work and make it sound like a good idea. Research shows that people who take holidays are happier, enjoy their jobs more, and achieve more. With vacation days in their contracts, many workers don't take the number of days that they can. Without a number in the contract, maybe they'll take even fewer days off. Another slide says that as a manager, you must always be open. Then no one in your group can really be surprised by your ideas. Of course, no one wants to work in a place full of secrets and lies. But sometimes it's better to be careful how you say things to people, or it can become difficult to work together. The Netflix culture deck didn't seem like a culture that I wanted to be part of, but I could see that it worked. The business world loves Netflix, and subscribers and critics do too. Its shows have won many different awards. Netflix programs like Orange is the New Black and The Crown have become some of the most successful shows of the last 10 years. Stranger Things became maybe the world's most watched TV series. Foreign language shows like Elite in Spain, Dark in Germany, The Protector in Turkey, and Sacred Games in India have all made storytelling better in their home countries and created new global actors. Employees also love Netflix. In a 2018 survey, tech workers chose Netflix as the number one company they wanted to work for before Google, Elon Musk's Tesla, and Apple. An anonymous survey of over 5 million employees from 45,000 U.S. companies said that Netflix had the second happiest workers. Unlike other companies, Netflix has been successful in four big areas of change in the entertainment business in the past 15 years. From mailing DVDs to streaming old TV series and movies over the internet. From streaming old shows to licensing new ones made by other companies like House of Cards. From licensing other companies' programs to making their own award-winning TV shows and movies like Stranger Things, La Casa de Papel, and The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. From U.S. only to a global company in 190 countries, something special happened at Netflix, which hasn't happened in other companies.
Blockbuster didn't change when it needed to. Nokia couldn't move to modern smartphones, and AOL didn't develop high-tech internet. My own first business, Pure Software, couldn't make the changes it needed either, because it wasn't able to be innovative or flexible. As the company grew and we hired new workers, we developed new processes to manage our problems. With rules and processes at the center of our work, many creative people left to find new jobs. We didn't innovate quickly enough, so the company was sold to our largest competitor. With my next company, Netflix, I wanted employees to be freer, more flexible, and innovative. Over many years, trying out different ideas, we found a way for this to work. You don't develop processes. You allow employees to be freer to think for themselves. Then, they'll make better decisions, which they'll feel responsible for. This also gives you happier, more motivated workers, and a more flexible company. I wanted someone with an open mind from outside the company to study our culture and write this book with me. I like Aaron Meyer's book, The Culture Map, so I asked her.
In February 2015, I was reading about Netflix's success, and I really wanted to know how it worked. Then, a few months later, Reed Hastings invited me to work with him. I have done over 200 interviews with present and past Netflix employees around the world. I decided that they could be anonymous, but true to Netflix culture, many openly shared their stories.